This is The Show That Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Let her go. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello, everybody. A huge welcome to the show that goes like this. 250th edition special. Thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. Yeah, all right. Calm down now, please. We've still got a show to do. It's not just partying all the time. Yeah, all right. Just calm it down now. Thanks. You all calm down very quickly and at the same time. Well done. Fabulous. It's the 21st of February. It's Tuesday. It's just gone 6 o'clock. Once again, it's the show that goes like this. Yes, it's an emotional time. It being the 250th show, what the heck is going to happen tonight? Well, there's a day of the year that everybody celebrates on this day that I'm sure you probably are celebrating round about now. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to look at the weird world of news and talk about that quite a bit. We're going to have celebrity birthdays, as ever. There's quite a lot today. And we're going to do an intense debate. Oh, yes. I'm also going to look at some facts about 250 and the number 250. And all of the tracks in tonight's show have been chosen by me. It's a celebratory show for me. I am entitled to choose my own music once out of 250 editions. Come on, please, be reasonable. Loads of you have been in touch as well with good wishes and likes and loves and all sorts of things. So thank you to everybody on social media who's been in touch. I may give you a shout out if you've done something to commemorate this show with me. It's fabulous. So don't go anywhere. Loads of great stuff coming along. We'll look at ridiculous holidays, celebrity birthdays, weird world of news, intense debate, facts about the number 250, and some fabulous music. We're going to get started on this 250th special on the 21st of February, because I say so. Say So, see, by Doja Cat. That was the link there. Thanks.
Right quick, he ain't never seen it in a dress like this. He ain't never even been impressed like this. Probably why I got him quiet on the set like zip. Like it, love it, need it, bad. Take it, own it, steal it, fast. The boy stop playing, grab my ass.
Why you acting like you shy?
Shut it, save it, keep it, pushing. Why you beating around the bush and knowing you want all this woman?
Just got to roll. You got to keep your focus. You know.
FM.
Yes, it's the show that goes like this, 250th edition. How the heck has that happened? If you do the maths, once a week, it means I've been here almost 5 years, but I've been here more than 5 years. There have been the odd week where I've missed shows, been covered. I have covered other people on this station as well, so in reality, I've done over 250 shows, probably something like 275, I would suggest. However, fabulous. 2017 I started here on Phoenix FM, and it's been quite literally wonderful ever since. That's what all you listeners are saying. Where are all the messages actually saying that, about how wonderful it's been? Anyway, thanks everybody for your support over the years. Marvellous. Now, I did say I'd share some interesting facts about the number 250. Did you know, for instance, in Chinese slang, 250 means idiot? Love that. Love that. I don't quite understand how, but I've done some exhaustive research and found out that there's some part of a Chinese dialect and the slang used. If you say the same as the number 250, means idiot. How did that ever become a thing? You know, in any language, 250 has negative connotations. Not sure, but in Chinese slang, the number 250 means idiot. So, don't say you don't learn things on the show that goes like this. You also will have happy ears by 8 o'clock as well, because there's some fantastic tracks coming up, all of which have been selected by me. Perhaps I'll squeeze in a couple of yours, of those of you who have asked for tracks during tonight's show. Celebrity birthdays still to come. Weird World of News, Pancake Day related, which is exciting. Have you had your pancakes yet? Did you do it at lunchtime? Have you gone to a crêperie? Maybe there's a crêperie in the local area. Tuned in to the show that goes like this live right now. They've got it in the background. Happy crepes. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, having a wonderful evening. I suggest many people will be at home listening to this live, and I hope you toss your pancakes successfully this evening and none of the batter or pancake ends up on the floor. Always a potential disaster on Pancake Day. I have to say, I've got relatively good at it now, but we have a special kind of small saucepan that we use for pancakes and have sort of miniature ones. Bit more difficult in a larger saucepan. I've got used to pancake tossing with a small pan. There we go. If you want to share any pancake-related amusing stories with me, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, Ben Simmons as well, my personal page, and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. All those places you can reach me live during the show tonight as well. As on Mixcloud, if you want to see what I actually look like, the video feed into the studio is available on Mixcloud.com. Search for Phoenix 98 FM. And if you have a Mixcloud account, you can join in the chat in the box at the side as well. Marvellous. Let's get another track on. Clean Bandit. I've always loved most of the stuff Clean Bandit have produced over the years. Here's one in particular that stood out for me. Clean Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson of X Factor winning fame. This is Tears.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn up the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain? A thousand words about you, and in time I know you'll live.
Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
And that is not true. Yes, it's the 250th edition. Did you know the factorised number, the way of writing 250 as a factorised number, is 2 times 5 to the power of 3? Which, when you analyse it, for those mathematician fans out there, 5 to the power of 3 means 5 times 5 times 5. So 5 times 5 is 25, times 5 is 125. Two lots of 125 are 250. So a factorisation of 250, 2 times 5 to the power of 3. Don't ask me why, I just found it out, I just saw it doing exhaustive research. Don't know why you'd want to have a factorisation unless you were doing further maths or something like that. Or maybe even something as basic as A-level maths, which I didn't do. I did Jesus A-level maths, though. We never got into factorisations too much. Now, did you know it can be written as a Roman numeral, as CCL? Yes, Congestion Charge London, 250. That's the fine if you go in 3 times. Have to pay for it. No, I'm trying to look too much into it. CCL, 250 in Roman numerals, instantly linked it to the congestion charge. Wasn't expecting that. That's what happens on the show that goes like this. Stuff you don't expect some of the time. Fabulous. We're going to have another track in a minute, and then we'll get an early celebrity birthdays done. And then a few more tracks, and then we'll get into the weird world of news and hear about someone that tried to eat 12 American-style pancakes in 12 minutes. Was it possible? Also, we'll hear about the man who puts gravy on his pancakes. Also, we'll find out whether you can cook pancakes in an air fryer. And coming away from pancakes, although it's pancake day, we'll take a look at the winner. This is a genuine thing, and I'm excited. So excited, I'm considering entering in the future. The winner of the UK Pun Championships, who shared 5 of his favourite puns. It is a thing, the UK Pun Championships. Something very exciting. I'm sure you'll agree. Right, here's a track that I can't help but play when I get the chance to choose my own tracks. Don't know why, I've always loved it, ever since it came out. Probably over 10 years ago now, which is a bit of a shocker. But this, with Domino, is Jessie J. She's feeling very good.
I'm feeling sexy and free. Oh,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this with you until 8 o'clock tonight. Keep it here. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Or ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. If you're listening, though, you already knew that. Spread the word about this show and about the station. Do us all a favour. Yes, we get a lot of listeners, but we want even more. Right, shall we get straight on to some celebrity birthdays? I think we're going to do it. I said there was quite a lot today, and here we go. Actress, Game of Thrones and X-Men star Sophie Turner is 27 today. Michael McIntyre is 47 today. Jennifer Love Hewitt is 44 today. Charlotte Church is 37 today. C-3PO legend Anthony Daniels is 77 today. Vanessa Feltz is 61 today. Eternals and Star Wars Kenobi actor Kumail Nanjiani is 45 today. Comedian and now horror director Jordan Peele is 44 today. And Frasier legend Kelsey Grammer is 68 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And as ever, if it's your birthday as well, very many happy returns of the day to you. Maybe have a pancake as well as birthday cake. You know, it's the right day. Do it. That's what happens. Time to share some ridiculous holidays as well before we go into the next track. Yes, it's pancake day, but did you know, get ready for this, the 21st of February is card reading day. It's not like look at your bank card and read it. It's not like tarot card. It's card reading day, as in a greetings card. Card reading day. You only read them when they get sent to you. If it's a birthday or a special occasion, maybe you've moved house or changed jobs, maybe you've had a sympathy card, or maybe it's a birthday. But why would you make a special effort on any day of the year to read your cards? Don't be ridiculous. Why does it exist? Also, bakers all over the country must be furious it's Pancake Day because it's also Sticky Bun Day. Doesn't really deserve a fanfare because nobody knows it's Sticky Bun Day on the same day as Pancake Day. Well, I don't like pancakes, but I love a sticky bun. Sticky Bun Day, totally unnecessary, shouldn't be on the same day as Pancake Day, always going to get, ironically, swallowed up. It's also, all week, National Engineers Week. Again, not really sure why. Engineers do a great job. People training as engineers, it's a really worthy career. Do we need a week to celebrate it? I don't know. But if you thought that was good, get ready for this. Because February, all throughout February, all 28 days, oh yes, February is Humpback Whale Awareness Month. I'm annoyed I had to say it. Humpback Whale Awareness Month. I can't even make any sentences come after that to justify or unjustify it. It's absurd. Humpback Whale Awareness Month. Just, I need to play a song to get over it. Maroon 5.
Control. You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else can see this. So watch and learn. I won't show you twice. Head to toe, baby, run it right. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep it. Nobody else.
And it goes like this.
Tell me about a tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you. All the moves like Jagger, I've got the moves like Jagger, I've got the moves like Jagger. I don't need to try to control you. Look into my eyes and I'll own you. The moves like Jagger, I've got the moves like Jagger, I've got the moves.
Phoenix FM.
Another great feel-good track, Maroon 5, featuring Christina Aguilera and Moves Like Jagger. Wonderful. So, yes, it's the 250th special edition of the show that goes like this, with ridiculous features, weird world of news, hotly contested debate coming up. Yes, that's going to be interesting, tonight's intense debate particularly. And we're learning all about the number 250, such as... It can be factorised and written as 2 times 5 to the power of 3. In Roman numerals, it's CCL, closely linked to Congestion Charge London. And did you know, if you are particularly spiritual, it's known as an angel number? The number 250. If you see the number 250 or think about it excessively and you're spiritual, then it's your guardian angels urging you to establish and maintain balance in your life. Apparently, that's represented by the number 250. And I'm upset, I'm sure you all are as well, to only learn on the 21st of February that February is Humpback Whale Awareness Month. I've missed out on being aware of humpback whales for the previous 20 days, when I should have been aware of them. Anyway, I'm going to have to spend a lot more time being aware in this final week of February to make up for all the non-awareness. Or is that absolutely pointless? National Engineers Week, Sticky Bun Day, Card Reading Day. That's pointless. It's not. We're not talking about card reading machines that read chip and pin or digital cards or whatever. Oh, no. Greetings Card Reading Day. Maybe you've collected all your greetings cards over the years. I've kept a good few that are of sentimental value to me. I don't get them out and read them all on one particular... Phew, it's the 21st of February, yes, let's get all those cards out and read them. I'm still annoyed by it. Right, I am going to tell you about tonight's intense debate, which is already quite literally raging on the Twitterverse, but you can get involved on Facebook or Twitter. Yes. And quite simply, as it's Pancake Day, tonight's intense debate. I think last week we found out absolutely decisively that you prefer Burger King to McDonald's. In recent weeks, we've discovered coffee was better than tea. We've discovered dogs were better than cats. What will we discover tonight? If you could only have one type of thing, would you choose pancakes or donuts? It's a tough choice, I appreciate that. It's not meant to be easy. Pancakes or donuts, make your choice. At Benson Radio on Twitter, on the profile there, the top post is that poll. You can also cast a vote on Facebook. Ben Simmons' profile on Facebook has a purple background asking you the question. You have to comment below with your preference. What will be victorious just before 8 o'clock tonight? Pancakes or donuts? I'd say in the early running of votes, donuts are ahead. There's a lot... Well, no, are there more possibilities? Ring donuts or filled donuts, jam donuts, chocolate donuts. You get sort of vanilla custard in donuts, don't you? But pancakes, you can have savoury, you can have sweet, you can have all kinds of toppings on them, a little bit like pizzas, but thinner. Difficult. Pancakes or donuts? Speaking of weird things on pancakes, I found out today... that someone I've known for years, I never knew this about them, they eat pancakes with gravy. Pancakes with gravy. Let's all just take a minute to think about that. Now, friend of the show and long-time regular contributor Ron Wilmot has been in touch and said, there's a track he'd like to hear tonight. The very first time he heard it, he knew it was going to be a hit. Well, Ron, this is for you and me, because I enjoy it too. Thank you so much for your support over the years and for this suggestion of Chesney Hawks.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, while that track was coming to its close, I've just had my mind blown. I was going to play a Steps track in a minute because I'm a fan of Steps. I've always enjoyed Steps. I did pantomime with Lisa Scott Lee. She was a lovely woman. I met all of Steps when my dad was writing for the Brian Connolly show and they appeared as a guest. I went and had a photo with them in their dressing room. It was all fabulous. Now, whilst I appreciate not a lot of Steps tracks were originals, I didn't realise one of them was a cover that I didn't realise was a cover. I was going to play Steps Last Thing on My Mind. While searching for it, I saw this track, Bananarama, Last Thing on My Mind. I'm shocked and bewildered. I'm sure many of you knew this before me. I was today years old, which isn't even a thing, but I was today years old when I discovered that Last Thing on My Mind was originally recorded by Bananarama. Someone's going to tell me they didn't even do it originally now. But anyway, whilst I get over my shock, let's listen to Bananarama's Last Thing on My Mind. Well, you could have knocked me down with a feather when I discovered this. I was sitting down, it would have to have been a massive feather. My flabber has never been so ghasted, my bee has never been so wildered, but yeah, Bananarama did Last Thing on My Mind originally, not Steps. Yes, I know Steps did Tragedy, which was famously a cover version. They did Better the Devil You Know, which was a cover version. It's made me question everything about Steps now, but there we go. Last Thing on My Mind by Bananarama. Were they the originals? I haven't got time to do exhaustive research about that. Mainly because I'm in awe of another fellow Phoenix FM presenter, the wonderful Drive Time host, Mr. Stuart Pink. Now, I know he is a very funny man. He's a very witty man. He's got a sharp mind and is a fantastic presenter, comedian, writer, etc. I'm extremely honoured because on the occasion of my 250th broadcast of the show that goes like this, he's created a witty ditty for me. Yes, we've got a Stuart Pink witty ditty for the show that goes like this. and for me it's fabulous. I think I have to read it out, really. Couldn't give it this build up without it. I hope he doesn't mind. I don't think it was intended to be private and only for my eyes, but thank you, Stuart. So fabulous, brilliant. Here we go. Are you ready? Stuart Pink's witty ditty. He's been the sound of Tuesday nights as long as I remember. He even sent us in a show from Panto in December. He's covered other shows as well since 2017, and he makes the fastest cup of tea I think I've ever seen. Although hearing Ben on radio is really quite the rage, don't let him make your cup of tea because it is a little beige. But aside from Ben's hot drinks, the show that goes like this is a barrel of laughs every week, and tuning in is bliss. Every show is different, the music's always great, we've all had fun in every one. Cheers for 250, mate. Wow, that's amazing! Thank you so much, Stu, that is brilliant. I'm really, really honoured to receive that. I will be posting that everywhere. It will be available on my blog page as well when I put this show up online on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow morning. So look out for that. That is absolutely brilliant. Marvellous. Well, while I try and get over the emotion of that, I think we all need to listen to a bit of Corner Shop, remixed by Norman Cook, with Brimful of Asher.
Well, it's a brimful of Asher on the
Phoenix FM.
Love that version. Corner Shop's Brim Full of Asher, amazingly remixed by Norman Cook. Fantastic. And I think also I need to thank my lovely Legend listeners, all the people that have wished me well in the run-up to tonight's show and during it on various social media places. So thanks to the likes of, well, another fellow Phoenix presenter, Nick Field, Curveballs presenter. Thanks, Nick. Andrew Linford has been in touch. Another fellow Phoenix presenter is Anthony Behrman, who does The Greatest Show. She's been in touch. Thank you. Kevin Dean, Lucy Kinsella, Krisha Kerai, James Ludlow, Mark Burns. Thanks to all of you for wishing me well into the run-up to this show. More will be coming up. More thanks, that is, will be coming up later. Now, time to go over to the weird world of news. Are you ready for this? A lady who tried to eat 12 pancakes in 12 minutes. Headline says it was a disaster and didn't end well. Now, there is a well-known restaurant called The Breakfast Club that issues a challenge. If you can eat 12 pancakes in 12 minutes, I'm not quite sure what the reward you get is. I think it's free breakfast for a year or something like that. But yes, you have to pay £20 to enter. And then if you can complete the challenge, you receive a chocolate bar, which could contain one of 5 golden tickets, which gives you free breakfast for a year. Okay, that's a very specific competition. So you could eat all 12 pancakes and still not win the free breakfast for a year. Fair enough, I guess. Otherwise, it's costing the company too much money. Anyway, one journalist tried this challenge. Now, they're American-style pancakes, come in a huge stack, loaded with golden syrup. Doesn't look easy from the photos, and this is the account of what happened. The 12 pancakes looked intimidating. The massive stack was topped with cream and fruit. A tiny amount of syrup sat encouragingly in a dish on the table, looking like it couldn't help despite the mammoth number of pancakes it had to cover. I estimated 4 pancakes would be my limit, so I didn't have high hopes then. Not expecting to reach even halfway through the stack. The waiter told us the record for the fastest was just over 3 minutes, set by a man in 2018. Someone had done it in under 7 minutes that very day. This gave me hope that maybe, just maybe, this challenge wouldn't be so bad. My tactic was simple: cut down into the stack and shovel as much pancake in as possible. This seemed to work, as the first few pancakes went down a treat and disappeared quickly. Unfortunately, this didn't last long. When I hit about halfway through the fourth pancake, I stopped tasting, and all that was left was mushy pancake texture, fighting not to be eaten. Water became my best friend, as the cream and syrup failed to make a dent in the mush. I struggled through the fourth and onto the fifth, beating my self-set goal. This is where the battle became a losing one. With 7 pancakes to go and around half the time gone, I began to slow down as the minutes flew by. I started praying the timer would go off so I could stop eating this endless pile of pancakes. My body was fighting me at this point as queasiness turned to serious threats of an unwanted pancake return. My final 6 minutes were spent battling just 2.5 pancakes compared to the 4 consumed in the first half. Each mouthful felt like an attack, with the water supply dwindling. In the end, the timer went off. I'd managed to take down 6.5 pancakes in 12 minutes, 2 more than I predicted. Yeah, you're still a long way off, love. While I may have completed my goal, I definitely feel like I lost as I walked away from the restaurant feeling sicker than I thought possible. Even looking at the pancakes left on the table made me feel a bit unwell. Well, there you go. Never assume 12 pancakes in 12 minutes is going to be a walk in the park. Could be described as a cake walk, maybe. A crepe walk would be better. Now, I was thinking about music the other day, and a song came to mind which I've always enjoyed singing along to. I haven't heard it for such a while, and I thought I'm going to indulge myself on the show that goes like this. To that end, I haven't heard this for the longest time. Here's Billy Joel.
Goodbye to me tonight, there would still
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Love that song, Billy Joel, The Longest Time. What a great track. Fantastic. I was singing along to that in the studio. Maybe you were at home too. Can't help but want to join in the harmonies. Marvellous. Now, lots of people seem to be struggling with tonight's intense debate. Pancakes versus donuts. You can only choose one. What would you choose? Lots of people are saying, let's have both. No, doesn't work like that. You have to choose one or the other. For the sake of the intense debate. It's fine on Twitter because you can only click one thing, but on Facebook, all heck has broken loose. Yes, can heck break loose? Not quite sure, but it has done. Anyway, I'm trying to force people to cast a vote. Not easy, but thank you to those of you that have. And I'm going to continue thanking people that have sent me lovely messages and just liked posts and been kind. Marvellous. Thanks to, where did I get up to before? Mark Burns, was it? Maybe. Thanks again, Mark Burns. Sorry if I mentioned you already. Laura Jones, thanks to you. Amy Gregatis, thanks to you. Elliot Rodriguez, thanks to you. Jade Taylor, thanks to you. Becky Craven, thanks to you. More thanks will be coming up after the next track as well. So yes, pancakes versus donuts. The number 250 can be written as 2 times 5 to the power of 3. It's Michael McIntyre and Vanessa Feltz's birthday today. February is Humpback Whale Awareness Month, and we've played a lot of tracks that are great. And you can't eat 12 pancakes in 12 minutes. That's what we've learnt. Some of the things we've learnt in almost the first hour of tonight's special edition of the show that goes like this. You've joined us late. Why is it a special edition, I hear you ask? Don't be ridiculous. It's my 250th show tonight. Yeah, all right. No, we don't. We're not playing the track. We're not playing the whole song. Calm down. Thank you. Thank you. Calm down. We've had Corner Shop. We've had Billy Joel. It's now time to have a good time with Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen.
This Prince song inside my head. Hands up if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care. Hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time.
Good morning, girl.
Time.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Just gone into hour number two. 50% of the show is done, but the excitement hasn't stopped. Oh no, plenty more visits to the weird world of news to come. Information on the intense debate, pancakes versus donuts. Donuts still seem to be winning. Possibly a few more tidbits thrown in about the number 250. Some great tracks still to come. And yes, we've all got to console each other that it is Humpback Whale Awareness Month in February. I don't know why that happens, but it happens, apparently. So there we go. I will share with you, because it's the number 250, I've just been trying to do some exhaustive research on players that have scored over 250 goals in the top flight of English football. Now, people alive today believe the top flight of English football started in 1992 with the advent of the Premier League. Don't be ridiculous. It started in 1800 and something. Yes, quite a while back. So there are several people you may not have heard of in the top 10 all-time scorers top flight list. Several that you will have heard of, though. But only five of them have got over 250 top flight goals. So that's quite exciting. And nobody who's still playing today is in the top five. I'll share with you that information, though, after the next track. And yes, we've still got to go and look at some of the great puns that have been shared at the UK Pun Championship. So that's something to look forward to in this second hour. I will tell you, after the next track, all about my friend who likes pancakes with gravy. Never even entered my mind that that could happen. Here's another track I haven't heard for a while. Let's get Renegade Master on ourselves. Here's Wild Child.
Power to the people, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, the ill behaviors, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, the ill behaviors, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, the ill behaviors, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, power to the people, back once again for the renegade master. D4 damager, the ill behaviors, back once again with the ill behavior. With the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the ill behavior, with the back foot deep with power. behavior, with the ill 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 behavior.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
They've definitely got some ill behaviour problems there at the end of that track, haven't they? Wild Child, Renegade Master 98. That was remixed. I think the original came out 2 or 3 years before that. Wonderful. Well, it's Pancake Day. Have you had your pancakes? Are you getting excited about it? I was speaking to a good friend of mine, the one and only Mr. Martin Hill, today, and he explained this to me. He makes a big deal of Pancake Day. I've known Martin for many years, and I know how much he loves his baking, his cooking, particularly cakes and sweet things. He is a fantastic baker. But I did not know this about him with regards to Pancake Day. He likes to imagine his pancakes as a starter, a main, and a dessert. So he has a starter with your classic lemon and sugar couple of pancakes. These are thin. These aren't American style. They're all thin ones. So your lemon and sugar as a palate cleanser starter. Then he has a couple of pancakes with gravy on. Gravy as a main course. Now, I know you go up north and people have chips with gravy and it freaks out southerners who've never had it before. Chips with curry sauce if they don't know about it. Yeah, but pancakes with gravy. I was shocked to my very core. But then, that's the main course, if you like, for Martin. And then he enjoys a dessert of often pancakes with Nutella and banana. You can't go wrong with that. Fantastic. But get this. Sometimes he crushes up a cream egg and puts that on his dessert pancakes. So he's looking at least 6. You know, your classic starter, your main course with gravy, and your dessert with cream eggs. It does sound good, actually. I think I should go around Martin's house. Fantastic. Loving your work. Never consider them a gravy. I might consider it. It needs to be thick gravy, though. You get that sort of too runny, watery gravy, it's just going to be horrible. Anyway, let's get another track on. Another track for another long-time supporter of this show. The wonderful Maria on the Isle of Wight. Thank you for all the things you've sent in over the years. Thank you for keeping on supporting the show. You are absolutely fabulous. And to that end, this track, suggested by you, is making it onto the Phoenix FM show that goes like this. Airwaves tonight. For Maria, it's Queen. I Want to Break Free. Quite a long intro for this one, Maria. Chance to get ready. Get your vacuum cleaners out. If you don't have one, get a false moustache on. Or maybe don't bother with all that and just enjoy this classic track from Queen.
I want to break free. I want to break free. Fallen
life still goes on. I can't get used to living without, living without, living without you by my side.
FM. They're not wrong, you know. Oh, yes, 250th edition of this very programme. And I'm getting nervous because Liverpool are making their 2023 bow into the knockout rounds of the Champions League tonight at home to Real Madrid, the team who they lost to in last year's final. And ever since that game, have been on a little bit of a downward spiral until recent weeks. They seem to have ultimately recovered, beating Everton and then Newcastle, albeit by the helping hand of Nick Pope, so to speak. But yeah, I'm hoping they get a decent result tonight. Need a clean sheet, really, and I'm not hopeful against Real Madrid, but there we go. Anyway, if you just joined the show, there is an intense debate raging, and we need you to cast your vote on what would you keep if you could only have one type of thing, pancakes or donuts. With it being Pancake Day, we've got this intense debate going throughout the show. So the voting will close in around about 30 minutes time. So pancakes versus donuts, it's up to you. On Twitter, at Ben Sim Radio, single click or tap to cast your vote. If you're on Facebook, there is a post with a purple background asking the same question, pancakes or donuts, and you just have to comment below with your preference. Not sit on the fence, like many of you lovely leg-end listeners tonight who want both. It's not the option. It's not the choice. No, if you were faced with pancakes or donuts, which would you go for? Simple as that. Donuts seem to have been winning throughout most of the show, but it could all change. Who knows? Right, while I continue worrying about the Liverpool team news, well, I could look it up. It must have been released by now. The game starts in 45 minutes. I will do that during this next track. And yes, we've still got to go back to the weird world of news. We've still got to hear about the UK Pun Championships. And we've still got plenty more tracks to get in. Don't forget, February is Humpback Whale Awareness Month. Here's David Guetta and Sia. David Guetta featuring Titanium. More thanks to some of you lovely people who've been in touch and sent messages. The likes of David Jonathan, John Chubb, Barry Liptrot, fellow Phoenix presenters Rob Harvey and Scott Ross. Also Angie Stanger Leeds as well. Thank you to all of you for your good wishes in the run-up to tonight's show. Absolutely wonderful. So much still to come as well. Loads of great tracks and... maybe we'll recap the fact that it is card reading day today. I don't know why. Sticky bun day. Do you need another day as well as pancake day? Sticky buns all over the world must be furious. National Engineers Week. All week this week. Do some engineering this week. Don't do it all the other 51 weeks of the year. And Humpback Whale Awareness Month. Forget about them from March onwards and even in January. But February... Humpback Whale Awareness Month. It's not totally pointless. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, back over to the weird world of news. Did you know this shock revelation? You can cook pancakes in an air fryer. Yes, now that is exciting, I think. I've never used an air fryer. People have switched to them after the cost of living crisis has deepened over the last few months. And lots of people... now have an air fryer in their kitchen. Yes, and these, again, it's helping you create American-style pancakes rather than your traditional flatter crepe that can be rolled. But even so, this looks pretty good. Yeah, basically you get batter mix, you line your air fryer with greaseproof paper or baking paper. Yes, various sheets of baking paper on the bottom of the fryer basket and then pour a small amount of pancake mix on top. Then add another layer of paper and repeat the process until the air fryer is full. And then you will end up with a stack of American-style pancakes with a golden colour on top. So this is from a video that's been shared on TikTok by some kind of... food lover, but sadly they haven't shared their exact recipe timings or temperatures. So, bit of trial and error for all you air fryer users out there. Good luck. Pancake batter, baking paper, pour some in, another bit of paper, pour some more in. It could go wrong, clearly, but according to this video, it looks fabulous and works well, but nobody knows how long to have the air fryer on for. Keep checking it. Okay. I like... to think I've given you some useful advice and left you hanging a little bit as well. So sorry about that. After this next track, we are going to pay a visit to the Weird World of News and find out all about the UK Pun Championships. That is something most definitely to look forward to. Oh yes, and don't forget, you've probably only got about 20 minutes, just over 20 minutes to vote Pancakes versus Donuts tonight's intense debate. Which foodstuff will be victorious? That, lovely legend listeners, is up to you. Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons on Facebook are the places to look. Answer the questions, pancakes or donuts. In the meantime, we had Ron Wilmot earlier reveal that he knew Chesney Hawkes, The One and Only, was going to be a hit when he first heard it. Every time I hear this song, I remember my friend Carl Hope, who said, this song is going to be number one. I said, how do you know that? It's a bit obscure. I've never heard of the artist before. He said, it's going to be number one. Trust me. He was right. Carl Hope knows things. This is Armand Van Helden featuring Dwayne Harden with You Don't Know Me.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I did promise that at this point in the show, we would pay a visit to the Weird World of News and hear all about the man who has won the UK Pun Championships. Hilariously, he calls himself Attila the Pun. His real name is Lee Brace. He's a comedian who's been performing comedy for years, but cracking puns for even longer, and knows only too well they can be met with laughter or a groan. He hails from London, describes puns as the Marmite of the comedy world, but said performing at the UK Pun Championships was a breath of fresh air, as everyone gathered was a proud pun lover. No jokes yet, they are coming. But yes, Lee Brace, known as Attila the Pun, was victorious in the UK Pun Championships. He said they followed the format of a rap battle in a boxing-style ring, with eight contestants brought in pairs to battle it out. Topics are picked randomly on the night. We get given 20 topics beforehand, but don't know what's going to be picked on the night. He says, I've done comedy for about 20 years on and off, and then I tended to do other stuff. I've never done puns live. I had to write about 200 puns, and it's good to go up against other comedy writers and win it. I know what you're thinking. What were his puns on the night that got him the title? Well, here we go. I took my Spanish friend for a picnic at the weekend. He said, gracias. I said, yes, I should have brought a blanket. When I was a kid, my mum used to run a dating site for chickens. She did whatever she could to make hens meet. They're quite good. I can't help but slightly guffaw at them. I've just applied for a job as a waiter. Well, someone has to put food on the table. I like that. I like it. Whenever there's an eclipse, my dad starts shaking and twitching. Lunatic. Yeah, that's probably the weakest, I would say. And then finally, for Christmas, I bought my girlfriend a book about hypochondria. Well, what do you buy the woman who has everything? That is pretty good. I do like it. I'm trying to think of any puns I've come up with off the top of my head. Something about hats? No, I've just quit my art club because they tried to put up their prices. Well, you've got to draw the line somewhere. Yes, that's one of my favourites. And my granddad was taken ill on a camping trip. Medics phoned to say he's doing better, but I don't think he's out of the woods yet. Those were some puns I came up with, genuinely. I hope you've enjoyed them. If you found them toxic, I apologise. Here's Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done? Losing my hands and I'm done.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. It's our 250th edition. Amazing that we've got this far. And what is also amazing is with about 13 minutes left on the vote, on tonight's intense debate, the voting is incredibly close. All I'm going to say is a handful of votes either way could swing it. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, it's the top post on that profile. Single click or tap to vote, or Ben Simmons on Facebook, and then you have to comment with your preference. Pancakes versus donuts. It's incredibly close. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, it's not going to take many votes to swing it one way or the other. The excitement is quite literally at fever pitch here. Now, I did say a little while ago about, with it being my 250th show, looking at footballers who scored more than 250 top flight goals, and there aren't that many. Now, it is an incredible achievement. If you think the all-time top scorer has only ever scored 357 goals, these are club goals. Jimmy Greaves, number one, 357 goals, mainly for Tottenham, also for Chelsea and West Ham, 357. Dixie Dean, Everton Football Club legend, 310 goals, 47 behind Jimmy Greaves. Jimmy Greaves did his 357 in 516 games. Dixie Dean, 310 in just 362 games. Incredible. Then Gordon Hodgson played for Leeds United, Liverpool and Aston Villa. Played 455 games, scored 287 goals. Then the only name in the top five that people around today will be very familiar with, Alan Shearer, who played for Southampton, Newcastle and Blackburn. 559 appearances, 283 goals. Incredible. 56 of them penalties, though. Way higher than any of the others on this list. Nat Lofthouse, one club man, bit like Dixie Dean at Everton. Nat Lofthouse at Bolton Wanderers, 253 goals in 452 games. They are the only players to have got more than 250 top flight goals in England. Incredible. Nat Lofthouse, Alan Shearer, Gordon Hodgson, Dixie Dean and Jimmy Greaves. Now, you may have heard in the news recently that Harry Kane has scored a large number of goals. In fact, incredibly, on the top 50 all-time top-flight goal scorers in England, Harry Kane is the only player who is active, the only current player who's made it into the top 50. And he currently has 200. And he's not 30 yet, is he? I don't think. So he could, well, find himself much higher up that list finally when his career comes to a close. He's made it to 306 games and 200 goals at the moment, Harry Kane. I'm just looking further down the list. Tony Cotty, 215 goals. Jeff Hurst, 211 goals. Wayne Rooney, 208 goals. Notable names: Dennis Law, 201. Bobby Charlton, 198. Andy Cole, 189. Sergio Aguero, 184. Teddy Sheringham, 179. Thierry Henry, 176. Level with Frank Lampard. Les Ferdinand, 170. Amazing names. Roger Hunt, 167. Mick Shannon, 50th on the list, 166. So Harry Kane, the only active player with 200 goals, but only five players ever got more than 250. Nat Lofthouse, 253. Alan Shearer, 283. Gordon Hodgson, 287. Dixie Dean, 310. Jimmy Greaves, an incredible 357 goals. And inappropriately, after talking about football, here's Pitbull featuring Kesha.
Forget. Ooh, clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs. Timber, face down, booty up. Timber, that's the way we like the world. Timber, I'm sicker than an oil spill. She say she won't, but I bet she will. Timber,
swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going
it's
down.
Going down. Yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember, I'll be the one. You won't forget, it's going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember, I'll be the one. You won't forget.
Swing on planes, blessed to say. Money ain't a thing, club jumping like LeBron now. Bowl it, order me another round. Homie, we about to clown. Why? Cause it's about to go down.
Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down. Swing your partner round and round. End of the night, it's going down. One more shot, another round. End of the night, it's going down.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget. It's going down. I'm yelling timber. You better move. You better dance. Let's make a night. You won't remember. I'll be the one. You won't forget.
FM. Pitbull and Kesha with Timber there. Always enjoy listening to that track as well. Hope your Tuesday the 21st of February is treating you well. Don't forget, as well as pancakes today, you should be reading cards, eating sticky buns, celebrating engineers and thinking about humpback whales. If you want to know why, I'll have to listen back to this show when it's available on my blog page. From tomorrow morning, phoenixfm.com, search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, you'll be taken to all previous broadcasts. Yes, all 249 other ones, and this one. Well, probably by the time we've played two more tracks, tonight's intense debate will be over. Will it be pancakes? Will it be donuts? You can still decide. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, and Ben Simmons as well. Here's another track I haven't heard for a while. Lightning Seeds, Sugar-Coated Iceberg. This has got a good beat to it, to sound a little bit sad.
sugar-coated iceberg.
Phoenix FM.
Love that vibe, sugar-coated iceberg from the Lightning Seeds. Haven't heard that for a while. Always enjoyable. I'm not going to say too much between the next couple of tracks because I want to squeeze them all in. We've got to sum up the show and reveal the result of the intense debate. Voting will be complete whilst this next track is on at Ben Sim Radio, Ben Simmons on Facebook. So get yourself voting. Pancakes or donuts, over to you. Here's Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me nothing at all. It's cold.
Gargan Grande, Rain on Me. I said it was going to be close. The intense debate is over. Donuts are better than pancakes. Donuts don't even get their own day. 56% of the vote for donuts across Facebook and Twitter. 46% for pancakes. Thanks to everyone that voted. Penultimate track of the night, Run DMC, the remix of Tricky.
Right on time is tricky.
Phoenix FM.
Run DMC and Tricky the Remix. Thanks to everybody who's listened tonight and got involved with tonight's special 250th episode of the show that goes like this. Rihanna, what did you make of it?
That was quite a show. Very entertaining.
Great, thanks very much. You often say the same thing, but it's very kind. Well, don't forget Rob Harvey up next with another brilliant Synth City, so stay exactly where you are after the news at 8 o'clock. And then the R&B show with Siobhan Copeland coming up from 10 o'clock as well. So great stuff going on after me tonight as ever. A fantastic track to play us out. And I think importantly tonight we've learnt that it's Humpback Whale Awareness Month in February. And we've learnt you can cook pancakes in an air fryer. What could play us out? Well, a song that's been one of the most popular tracks of the last probably... Well, when did it actually come out? I don't know. I want to say 8 years ago, something like that. Here's Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. See you next time.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', violin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Stop. Wait a minute.
Fill my cup, put some liquor in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skipping.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Bitch, say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band buy up that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Hey, 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 oh!
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. I said, Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Uptown, funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it. If you freak, dead and own it. Don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you suck, said and flown it.